This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
And beyond, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are not done. We are not done. This will require incredible work, and it will need to be done in community, together. That has always been a theme of my show, the togetherness of it all. And today, more than ever, we will do this together. I'm going to just say a thanks to get me started to both Jess and Aaron Sommers, who are helping me with producing. But I'm going to say thanks to each and every one of you. This is a terrible day. But we will get through it, and we will do that together. So I'm going to ask you to join me on the show today, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm sorry, y'all. I promised I wouldn't cry, but you know me. I'm a big mushball at heart, and it's a bad day. It just is. But I wrote down some thoughts to get us started today, and I wanted to start there. And these were my thoughts this morning. That we may tremble in fear today. But we will remain strong together. Today we are humbled, but we are unbowed together. Today we may be yoked with deep sadness, but we will be joyful again. We may have taken a step backwards, but we know that this is temporary. We will listen to one another, to those we disagree with, and we will learn. We will grow from this. We will fight. We will come together again. We will come together again. One nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all, someday. This is our promise that we make to one another, that we make to those that we disagree with. It's the promise that we are called to fulfill as Americans. As Vice President Harris has said it, the greatest privilege that a citizen can have of any country to call themselves an American. We must fulfill that promise together. And today, we begin this rebuilding. We begin again this work. But here's the thing, y'all. Our ancestors, they have given us a blueprint on how to survive and how to fight, no matter who is in what office. Resistance is in the blood of women. It is in the blood of people of color. It is in the blood of the LGBTQ community. That is what is in our blood. It is in the blood of every white man and every white woman that wants a better, more free, more just society. Community is the key to liberation. It is the togetherness that is the key to liberation. And just ask any person of color in this country, it has been far, far, far worse. We fight until we free us. All of us. Every damn one of us. Mark from Cudahy, thanks for joining us here on the Maggie Dawn Show. What would you like to share this afternoon?
Hi. You know, my heart goes out to you. I can tell you're grieving. And, you know, I went through this morning, too. But, you know, I've faced losses in my life. And I learned that, you know, it's good to grieve. But once you're done grieving, what are you going to do?
Yep.
Are you going to pretend it didn't happen? Or are you going to decide to do something? The other thing I want to share with you, I know a little bit about elections and stuff. The time you start working on your next election is the day after the current one.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to start planning and working today, looking for something to do, so that in 4 years we can turn this around. And another thing is, I'm not going to accept being beat by this goofball. You know, that's wrong. I mean, we're better than this. And thanks for your work that you do, and I'll listen offline.
Thanks so much, Mark. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate the words of encouragement. And that is really, if today as we process this together, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, as we process this together this afternoon and throughout the day with all of your civic media hosts and into the evening with my colleague Dom Salvia and Pete Schwaba, as we work through this together, the biggest takeaway that I hope we all have is that the work continues, and it is work that has to be done again in community. And by in community, I mean in each and every single one of the communities to which we belong, our faith communities, communities of the many identities that we all have and belong to. It is in communities, in working together, that we can process the grief and begin the work to restore our country to a path that moves towards greater justice and more liberation for each and every American. So it is really the work that I want all of us to be inspired and motivated by. We have more, much, much, much more work to do. And the vigilance that is required for this work starts today. Because I know there are plenty of folks in the communities that I belong to that woke up like me today afraid because of how different communities that make up America have been vilified. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Thank you, Todd and Oshkosh, for the words of encouragement on the text line. And of course, Lama and Madison saying some encouraging things as well, including, let's hold their feet to the fire. We can't let them off the hook when they inevitably screw up. I totally agree. Let's go to the phones. Mark from Prairie du Sac. How are you doing today, my friend?
Oh, I love you, Maggie, that I'm doing okay. I didn't watch any of the returns last night. I just slept and then woke up to them this morning. Went out for a 4-mile walk with the dog out in the pheasant field and didn't see anything, but it was just good to get out. And it is just, and the work does begin. I mean, the songs that come to mind is just, and I can't help but remembering that old TV spot. And you saw it younger than I did, but the old, from the Jewish Chichuga Society, where it was this little orange-faced, yellow-haired thing walking toward you, and the song was, "Hate, Who Do You Hurt Most?" And hate destroys us, and that at the end, the head of this very Trump-like-looking character, you know, exploded. We can't confront this with hate. I mean, that because we have to remember these are our fellow citizens.
Yes.
In spite of the fact that they've clung to hate, they've clung to despair, and decided to vote for the man who embodies hate, embodies nothing that's truly American, just selfishness in itself. And I mean that, and the for you know, I should be, you know, jumping up and down. I'm a 66-year-old white man that, you know, this should be, you know, just what the doctor ordered, and it's not, because when Social Security goes away, Medicare goes away, how are these people going to be regretting this? And that for my, you know, for all my brothers and sisters out there despairing today, we can't despair because that's what they want.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Mark. And I want to get into some of the implications, both some technical things that I've thought through today about what's going to happen with these prosecutions. The DOJ already putting out signals that they're wrapping those up. We're going to go through all those implications. You're welcome to weigh in on that. But I just wanted to give us an opportunity throughout the show today to process this together. Again, I was reminded as well this morning as I was trying to gather myself to be here with all of you, a saying of Maya Angelou's. And it's this: you may not control all the events that happen to you or around you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. I will not be reduced by this outcome. You will not be reduced by this outcome. And the way that we guarantee that we will not be reduced by this outcome, again, is to pick up the work together. Let's go to Andy from Oak Creek. Andy, how you doing? Thanks for waiting, my friend.
Hi, how are you?
Hanging in there. How are you?
Doing good. Yeah, I just wanted to call and just shed a little light on, you know, everything that happened last night and, you know, leading up to the election. And just wanted to, you know,
we got about a minute.
You know, that I think, you know,
go ahead.
Okay, yeah, that, you know, certainly we're going to be in a better place with safer borders and, you know, not having to deal with all the lying and cheating scandals that's been going on the left for however long. And I just think we're going to be in a better place. We'll get our economy back. I think it'll help the housing market, the economy as a whole. And I just think we're going to be in a wonderful position.
Well, Andy, I will say this. While I disagree with you about the scandals, because there's been a lot of scandals on the Trump side as well, I certainly hope that everything that you just said does manifest, does come true. But what I'll say to you, Andy, and all conservatives listening out there, let's do this work together, because I think we've just found out what one of our common threads are. And that is some of this desperation and fear and strife that we're experiencing, and we owe each other in America that we all do better, and we're going to do that together. Folks, I'll be right back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. Join Andy. Join me. Let's discuss. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show, a little emotional Maggie Dawn Show today here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're all invited to join me, to join we, to join us, because we fight until we free us, every single last one of us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to join us? And folks, I'm having a hard time keeping up with all the texts. I really appreciate it, each and every one of you. Angie in Monroe, Jane, all you wonderful folks, Cam and Appleton. Let's see, Steve in Milwaukee chiming in. Some of you telling me some stuff that's making me chuckle, which I very much appreciate today. And also some really interesting questions being raised about potentially using Biden, using the powers of the presidency now to try to put in place some limitations on what Trump might do. Listen, if I'm Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, that's a meeting I'm having immediately, like as soon as she's done with her 3 o'clock speech today, which we will be carrying here live on the Civic Media Radio Network. So if you want to hear the vice president's concession speech, again, we're going to have that as soon as she begins, somewhere at around the top of the hour. So keep it locked. Charles from Milwaukee, welcome to the Maggie Don Show. What would you like to share this afternoon, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Maggie. I just wanted to respond to the conservative caller, Andy. For conservatives like him and the others that are talking about closing the border, let's say Donald Trump does deport all of the immigrants that he's claiming he's going to do. Who do the people in America think are going to do the jobs that the immigrants were doing for little of no money?
It's a damn good question, Charles, because I have no freaking idea. And I don't think they do, too. I think it was sort of, well, let's see if we can do this and then we'll figure out the rest. And as Elon Musk has promised to every middle class family here in the United States, things are going to get real bad. It's going to be economic pain and hardship. With maybe us coming out of it, I certainly hope that does not happen. As a practical point, I don't even know how are they going to shut the border? I mean, I just don't get how that happens.
Well, if I can make one more point as
please,
well,
go ahead.
The economy. We have the best economy in the world. Our only issue is we have greedy people that can't seem to make enough profit. And they want to keep the prices high at the grocery store. I'm a property owner, and there was nothing about COVID that affected me that I needed to say, you know what, Charles, you need to raise the rent on your properties to the most that you can get. That's just being greedy. There was no need for it, but I guess if you could take advantage of people, that's what people are doing. And people don't seem to understand it. They want to blame someone instead of looking at where the blame should actually go.
Charles, man, you are in my head today. I really appreciate your calls. I always enjoy speaking with you, sir. I read this. It was an interesting post today on LinkedIn from a guy by the name of Farzan Farzad. He said, when you live in a highly individualistic country like the United States, where each of us are told we are in fierce competition and for all intents and purposes are in fierce competition for a pool of resources that are artificially kept scarce, you develop a near paranoia of being cheated out of the future you deserve. In this environment, you develop a heightened sense of justice towards the slights against you, slights that are amplified by the lack of social safety nets, slights that wouldn't hurt as badly if you lived in a more socially caring environment. But that sense of justice isn't really justice. It's revenge masquerading as justice. Revenge often pointed at the wrong groups and at the wrong people and at the wrong grievances. And this is deeply embedded in American culture. In fact, it's so deeply embedded that I've seen this play out multiple times, even in advocacy circles, where people have been willing to completely sabotage collective power within a movement for justice just to get back at folks that they have grievances with, jeopardizing the entire justice movement itself. It has helped me to understand the most unfathomable and counterintuitive aspects of American culture by viewing it through the lens of a punitive society consumed by fantasies of revenge over artificially scarce resources. That kind of describes a wee bit of the vision or the framework that Donald Trump presented to people. And I think one of the reasons that he won is that that is true. They're not wrong when they pit us against each other for an artificially scarce amount of resources. We got to start talking about why and who is keeping those resources that each and every one of us needs to fully participate in our politics, in our economy, and in our communities. Who and why are they keeping those resources so artificially scarce. They have pit us against one another, middle-class neighbor against working neighbor. These are artificial distinctions and groupings made to distract us from the ones that are actually holding the strings and reins of power and control and money in this country. This is the fight. We're going to take more of your calls. I'm going to go back to the text lines when we come back. Got to take care of some business. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've had a whole bunch of things to share with you today. We're going to continue to do that. But I wanted to give everybody this. If you are having thoughts of self-harm or know someone who may be vulnerable, 988 Lifeline. You can call, text, or chat. Thanks to Senator Tammy Baldwin for getting this established nationwide. 988 Lifeline. Call, text, or chat if you are having thoughts of self-harm. And just stay with us here. We're going to do this together because it is always better when we stand together. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
What's up? How y'all doing today? Hanging in there? Well, hang in there with me. I need your help too. Not the best morning to wake up to. Again, thanks to everybody on the text lines, trying to read through them as quickly as I can. Sue, Franklin, Matt, Wes, Angie, and Monroe. Really appreciate everybody. Let's see, Steve in Milwaukee. Charles in Milwaukee, thank you. Again, folks, cannot keep up. Andrew in Maine, thank you. You've always been a loyal listener and texter. I enjoy your contributions. Lynn Bauer in Oconomowoc, thank you. Thank you. Here's what Lynn reminded me of, and this is a good one. Guess what's happening in April 2025? Supreme Court election in the state of Wisconsin. That's the next fight. There will be more elections. We've got to keep going with the work. Folks, you're welcome to join our conversation this afternoon, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. John from Oshkosh, fearing for his young two daughters. He's very upset today. I hear you. Mary from Tosa, she's working through her grief today, asking, what can we do? Well, I think all of us need to get involved. The thing that I am most concerned about is both the physical and emotional safety of people that I love, number one. Number two, I'm afraid for people and friends of mine and the people that they love who are going to suffer because they lacked knowledge and the desire to know. And what do we need to know together? We have got massive corruption, a system that permits massive corruption. And those that are doing the corrupting of our system have pitted us against ourselves. And they're keeping those resources that all of us need to live full lives of dignity, they're keeping those artificially scarce. We're going to see tax cuts for billionaires again. And when you receive your small drippings from the table, because there will be some kind of tax cut for middle class folks, ask yourself, why isn't my tax cut adding up too much? Why is it not changing my life? Well, the reason it's not going to change your life is because we're basically trickling up all of our money to the wealthiest in this country. I also wanted to address very briefly, you know, Kamala Harris has almost universally underperformed Joe Biden. Let's call it out for what it is. Almost every other Western democracy has had a woman elected chief executive. We have not. The misogyny is real. And white women are actively participating in that. Which leads me to a point that I saw again today, made eloquently by Professor Kendi. We have elected a long-standing sexual predator to become our president. Like, forget all the rest of the policy stuff. Let's just talk about that. His ex-wife accused him of rape. It was in a deposition. She said it. Okay? He's been credibly accused multiple by tens of women, I think upwards of like 25 women, of sexual assault. He's been civilly convicted for it. But he sold himself to women as their protector, which is itself an inherently sexist idea, that women are feckless and feeble and are in need of protection. But it was combined with racism. Because when a white man says to a white woman, you need protection, the question should always be from whom? Because Donald Trump is a predator. But he wasn't talking about protecting white women from white men. That messaging ingrained in American culture is that white women are feeble and need protection from dangerous men of color. And white women showed up for Donald Trump yet again. Because we have been sold the idea that a racist patriarchy is good for women. It's not. Again, we fight until we free us, every single last one of us. Let's go to the phones. Jim from Green Bay, what do you have to say this afternoon, sir?
Hi, Maggie. I'm sorry you're feeling the way you are, as well as the other half of the country. It hasn't been an easy night or day. And my mom is 92, has nothing to gain from this election. Social Security goals, it doesn't really matter. She really isn't doing well. And sorry, I know you struggled earlier.
It's okay, Jim. I'm here. We're here. I'll give you a minute, Jim.
Listening to her.
Go ahead, sir.
Listening to her and her worries about other people.
Yeah.
Race, gender, the LGBTQ, possibility of families, or probability of families being torn away from their children. And I don't know how we got here.
If I can, Jim, let me jump in. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for sharing your emotions with all of us here. That's what we're doing today. We're processing together. What I took away from this is, I don't think Democrats are wrong on the vast majority of issues. But Democrats are absolutely wrong at how they speak to and about people. We cannot vilify our fellow middle class neighbors because they correctly perceive that they're getting screwed in this economy, or because they incorrectly perceive a threat from people that don't look like them. Because people are correctly afraid for their future. We cannot vilify our fellow Americans. That's going to be the difference. I'm learning. I haven't been right, and I'm sorry for that. But I'm gosh darn PO'd. And that means I'm going to try to do something about this stuff. And that's work that I'm going to do with you, each and every one of you, even those that disagree with me. Because we are right to be afraid. Now we're all afraid together, maybe of different things, specific things. But the generalized fear for our futures collectively is similar. And it won't take long for Donald Trump to break promises. So what are we going to do when that happens, when we remain afraid, when the folks that voted for him remain afraid? Dan from Green Bay, you're up. What do you have to say, sir?
Hey, I heard your opening, and I felt bad for you because of the emotion involved for you. But I guess what I would say was that I would encourage you to remember that there's a reason that we have three branches of government, and these things tend to sort themselves out. I'm in my 60s. I've seen this throughout my life, and I think you're probably more worried than you need to be because, I mean, Donald Trump's already been president. He didn't do anything that you know, a lot of the fear-mongering people are talking about.
Well, I think a couple things. I'm just going to jump in here, Dan. One of the things that Donald Trump did do is give tax cuts to billionaires and has increased the deficit enormously as a result. He's thinking about doing that again. The result of an exploding deficit that occurs because we're going to give billionaires and 100 millionaires bigger and bigger tax cuts while not shoring up wages for working people while not protecting labor, while not protecting housing prices, while not helping middle-class families get ahead, what you end up doing is sucking all of the resources out of government, and you end up with an economic reality, or at least an economic situation that is presented by conservatives as necessitating the defunding of things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, infrastructure, you know, that stuff. And Donald Trump was really successful at that, and he's promising to do it again. I think he will. I tend to believe what he says.
May I respond to that?
Yes, please go ahead, sir.
May I respond to that?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, what you're talking about in terms of removing benefits and such is all economy driven. It has nothing to do, actually, with Trump's policies.
Yes, it does, Dan. It has to do with taxation. If you like, we fund Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, veterans benefits, the infrastructure, all that stuff. Frankly, a border wall through the collection of revenues and taxation, taxes on corporations, the wealthy, and yes, the middle class. But as a relative proportion of income, it is the middle class and our poor neighbors and friends that paid the vast majority of tax as a proportional basis. How much of your income do you pay into the government as tax? Tax policy is border policy, childcare policy, housing policy, right? And that's what Trump was damn good at.
Actually, can I address that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the top 1% pay 42% of the income tax in this country.
On a gross basis. On a gross basis.
Yeah, but whatever basis you want to take it at.
Okay, how about this? What percentage of their actual wealth is collected in taxes when we're taking nearly the entirety of people's paychecks that are poor? Why would we collect income tax from anybody that's at a poverty level? Why wouldn't we just tax rich people more, some small percentage more? Why is it okay to tax...
By far the highest percentage of anyone in this country. I know the tax tables, okay? So,
sir, you're talking about on a gross basis. They are not paying. Okay, no, because I don't want to get into a discussion about tax policy where the the things are being said are untrue. Rich people, Elon Musk, does not pay anywhere near a percentage of his overall wealth that poor people pay from their income and payroll taxes. Can we at least agree on that fact? And then you can tell me why that's a good thing.
I'm telling you the truth, for God's sake. Yeah, I mean, oh my God. Anyway. Yeah,
sir, no, I'm just asking you a simple question. As a proportion of Elon Musk's income or wealth, does he pay more than a poor person does in income tax?
As a percentage, yes.
No, absolutely. He doesn't. That's just not real. You think Elon Musk is paying 40% of his billions into the government every year?
No.
Okay, good. At least we got there. Thanks, Dan from Green Bay. Bob from Waukesha, what do you have to say this afternoon, sir? Bob,
hello.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
That guy you were just talking to, I think he lives in his own little world. But anyways, I think Kamala did everything she could to win, and she should have won. But this country, over the last 20 years, ever since Reagan, has started to change. This country has gone more conservative. Years ago, I'm 78 years old. I'm a retired Teamster. I drove truck for 33 years. I made a good living. And my kids, we had good insurance. Everything was good. Now, I believe only 14% of the workforce is union.
Yeah, that's one of the big problems, the erosion of labor laws, the erosion of the power of workers in the middle class. We're trickling up our money to guys like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. They don't care whether it's a Democrat or Republican. Folks, we'll be right back. More of your comments, thoughts. We're recovering together here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is time to sit with our emotions. It is time to rest and restore. It is time to hold each other, lean on community. It is time for vigilance. It is time to remember our ancestral women. Oh, excuse me, wisdom and ancestral women. It's time to organize and plan. It is time to live our values. It is time to come together despite our differences. It is time to strategize on how to keep each other safe. It is time to trust our genius and potential. It is time to build the world that we each need and want. Folks, if you're having ideas of self-harm, please give a call, text, or chat to 988 Lifeline. For the LGBTQIA community, the Trevor Project provides 24/7 crisis counseling. Safeuse.org/hearme is on-demand mental wellness help, and you can download an app for that. Again, that's at safeuse.org. You can find the LGBTQ plus center directory at lbgtqcenters.org. PFLAG. You can find a chapter near you at pflag.org/find-a-chapter. And finally, for queer teens, there is the qchatspace.org. For queer teens, again, qchatspace.org. We're going to go back to the phones and text lines in just a moment. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to carry the vice president's concession speech at the top of the hour. When we come back after that speech, I'm going to be talking about what to do next. Actual, like, issue areas and focuses. Here's a couple of them. Go join the League of Women Voters. If you don't know what it means to be an anti-racist, read about it. Because I am an anti-racist feminist. I will always be one. And I'm proud to call myself an anti-racist feminist. Let's figure out what that means. Connect with people. Again, get involved. Join the ACLU. Volunteer to be a poll worker. Let's see democracy in action. Look at the tax code. You can go to organizations like the Institute for Tax and Economic Policy, ITEP. They're a nonprofit, nonpartisan. Check it out. Because we can afford to do better. The resources aren't scarce. That scarcity is invented to separate us and divide us and make me fight with my friend about tax policy. Because I think Elon Musk can afford to pay 40% of his wealth every year. Every year. But I don't think somebody making $7.25 an hour should be paying 40% of their income in tax. I don't. That is unfair and unjust. But I wanted to give y'all some good news, because there is some good news. Today, I celebrate Lisa Blunt Rochester, the new senator from Delaware, and Angela Also Brooks, the new senator from Maryland. It will be the first time in the history of the U.S. Senate that two black women will sit in the United States Senate together at the same time. Looks like Ruben Gallego is going to beat that crazy lady, Kari Lake. I celebrate that. Tammy Baldwin beat Eric Hovde. Your neighbors did that. Thank God. And it looks like Jackie Rosen may squeak one out over Sam Brown in Nevada. I celebrate all that. I also celebrate this. The state Senate was a bright spot for Democrats. Our Wisconsin state Senate, bright spot. We won all five of the targeted seats in those Senate races. Jody Habish-Sinkin defeated Dewey Strobel. Sarah Kieske defeated Joan Bulweg, and Jamie Wall and Kristen Alfheim also won open seats. Hooray! Congratulations. We did great there. The Assembly, a little bit more of a mixed bag. Republicans did keep their majority but won a few of the toss-ups. But overall, the new maps that we finally got did lead Democrats to picking up 10 seats in the state assembly. All of those things are good news. I am celebrating those things today as I mourn the presidential election. David from Mequon, your thoughts this afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Really quickly, while you're talking about people that may need to call that hotline, I just want to send my condolences. It's kind of flown under the radar with Jonathan Brostoff, who was yes. the Eastside alderman in Milwaukee, who unfortunately committed suicide just 2 days ago. He had four kids, and he was only 41 years old, and just tragic all the way around. And I know he was a big advocate for trying with mental health and what have you, and he had some demons whatever reason, who knows what happened, but it was overpowering, and he's no longer with us. On to the next couple things. I want to mention one thing that I think that's going to be overlooked in this regard is the federal judges. There's going to be hundreds of them. They're going to get put into power.
Yes.
Indefinitely, starting on day one, just because of the makeup of the.
Because they took the Senate. I'm sorry, I got to let you go, David. We're coming up on our top of the hour break. We're going to take the vice president's concession speech when we come back after top of the hour news, weather, and sports. And we're not sure exactly when she's going to start, so we'll continue our discussion after the top of the hour. Callers, if you're on the phones, please stay there. I really appreciate your patience. We will get to each and every one of you, and I will discuss what's going to happen with these prosecutions as well as the courts before the show is up. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.